Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, June 15, 2006.
Army arrests three residents from Nablus and invades Kofa Hares village near Salfit. Army arrests one resident from Altil village and four residents from Hebron. Meanwhile, unknown gunmen abduct a resident in Khan Yunis town, Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned.
Israeli troops invaded the village of Beit Ilrish near the West Bank city of Hebron, arrested one resident and turned two houses into military posts on Thursday. Soldiers and army jeeps stormed the village and searched the houses of Hussein Il-Habawi, arrested him and took him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Also, soldiers stormed the houses of Talal and Muhammad Khalil, forced the two families to leave, trashed their two homes, and turned these houses into military posts, local sources added.
Unknown gunmen have kidnapped Hani al-Dohma from the town of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip Thursday afternoon. Several masked men driving a white civilian car stopped Hani al-Dohma while he was travelling in his Coca-Cola car. The masked men forced him into their car and drove him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. None of the armed groups have claimed responsibility for the kidnapping.
Israeli troops invaded the village of Dora, south of the West Bank city of Hebron, and arrested four residents on Thursday. Troops stormed the village and searched scores of residents' homes before arresting Yasser Abd el-Fattah, Ahmed Doden, Mohammed Abu Zinid, and his brother Ali. All were taken to unknown locations. Residents said that the soldiers stormed their homes very violently and damaged some of the family's belongings.
The Israeli army arrested Muhammad Abdullah Ahrahman Doka, aged 28, in a pre-dawn invasion to the village of Atil, north of the West Bank city of Tulkarem, on Thursday. Soldiers stormed the village at around 3 a.m. and surrounded Doka's house. The Israeli army searched the house, arrested Doka, and took him to an unknown location. His family reported that the reason for his arrest is still unknown.
The Israeli army troops invaded the village of Kofar Haris, north of the West Bank city of Salfit, and searched residents' houses Thursday morning. Troops stormed the village from several directions, closed the main road with a military checkpoint, and searched several houses. No arrests were made, local villagers reported.
The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and the Aska refugee camp on Thursday morning, arresting five residents. The army stormed Aska refugee camp, searching residents' homes before arresting Ashraf Sadani, 28, and his brother Iyad, 30, who were both then taken to unknown locations. Meanwhile, troops invaded Nablus, where they installed several checkpoints in the main streets and arrested one man originally from Tulkarem who works for the Palestinian Security Forces in Nablus. His name and destination of his arrest remain unknown, local sources reported.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, Palestine Today was brought to you by
Penny Quinton,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Ghassan Benoura.